You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the culinary arts. So delighted, as always, to be joined by local writer, food expert, host of The In Crowd, heard every Sunday afternoon here on WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry.
Ann Arbor was recently declared one of the best places to open a restaurant.
So that was an interesting list. It really showed that secondary cities near metropolitan areas are ripe for the picking. So Arlington, Virginia was number one for best place to open a new restaurant. The categories that they ranked it on were how much people spend on restaurants in that city, how many restaurants are currently in the city per capita, the number of available restaurant workers, and the median income of residents. So all of those looked at as favorable for opening a new restaurant.
Well, we know Ann Arbor is a hot spot for restaurants, and we just happen to have an owner of three Ann Arbor restaurants joining us now. Perhaps you've heard of Mani Osteria, Isolita, Maquette, and the owner, Adam Baru, is joining us. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you guys?
So is that true? Is Ann Arbor a good place to open a restaurant?
I mean, it's treated me really well.
But it looks like with Maquette now, which is on Plymouth Road, kind of the North Campus area, you've taken a step back and reassessed the kind of food you're offering.
We're in the process of doing it right now. Mm-hmm. We just relaunched a menu last week. Actually, it's more about getting back to basics. It's more about getting back to where I think the menu was supposed to go.
Okay.
And sort of making up for the mistakes that I made early on. When we called it a Southern French restaurant and that we wanted it to be really about Marseille, France.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a city in France that it's not Paris. It's a town that some people know, some people don't. I had the opportunity to spend time there, and so it became very personal. It became personal to me. It was not personal to anybody else. And what people heard was French bistro.
Yeah.
So it's important to us to listen to our guests. We want to make sure that the menu is something that they're interested in obviously dining and enjoying and trying. That's how we stay in business. It's because of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted staff to be excited about it. We wanted our kitchen team to be excited about it. I wanted to be excited about it. So we opened in, what was it, August of 2016, and the menu quickly sort of morphed into what people wanted, which was a very traditional bistro.
Mm-hmm. A French bistro.
A French bistro. Yeah. More like what you might see in Paris.
Okay.
So beef bourguignon, steak frites, roasted salmon. People started dining very traditionally. Let's have an appetizer, an entree, dessert. And my restaurants have never been about that. It's always been about having sort of a communal dining experience and food that you share or food that's interactive that you can play with. The best example being the Mani Pickled Tomatoes, which has sort of made that restaurant, which is a build-your-own bruschetta. Pickled tomatoes, tapenade, whipped ricotta on on Zingerman's, bread. And it's been the number one item outside of a margarita pizza since the day we opened.
I have to go back to food that you can play with. What does that mean to you, the restaurant owner?
Pizza you get to pick up and eat with your hands.
Okay.
Tomatoes you get to build your own bruschetta, and you can put on more or less of any ingredient that comes with it.
Fondue, where you dip bread into the cheese and let it drip off before
well,
you
and
put
I'm
it
also
in your
true
mouth.
Too. A big, you said, food sharing. I love to share food, but some people, that is a relationship deal breaker if your hand crosses over to their side of the table.
That's why you have your own little plates, and you have a bunch of little plates in the middle that you all share from.
Exactly. I think that everyone should taste what everyone has. Like, if you can go and get a bunch of things for the table that are different flavors, colors, textures, some spicy, some not, the same thing we do at Isolita. Where we want people to share the experience of all the different flavors.
Yes.
And allows people to talk about it. One of the things that I wanted to see in the restaurants was to have them be not only open in design, but that there are places where there was no pretense to them. You could come in, you could go for a business dinner, you could go bring your family. And my hope, I have a, soon-to-be 12-year-old daughter, that I could sit at a table with her and have a meal that is, frankly, using from scratch ingredients, whole foods that are pretty straightforward, and that we can have a conversation about food or something else without the telephone taking over, and that we can do what I did as a child, which is sit down at the dinner table and be able to talk about the day or talk about what we're eating, be excited about it, and have that food be a vehicle for really for interaction.
So with a new menu, you've kind of announced that you're broadening the focus. It's mm-hmm. not going to be French bistro, but you're kind of encompassing the entire Mediterranean area. Tell me how that shows up on the menu.
You know, I think what we really decided was that the menu needed to get back to where we wanted it to be. And saying Marseille, which obviously was not a great way to go, it really was the real meaning was this is supposed to be a Mediterranean menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the city of Marseille is a port city, mm-hmm. And there are all walks of life. It's an extremely diverse city.
Mm-hmm.
And all the foods end up sort of being incorporated within that one city. And you can go and find everything from Middle Eastern to North African to mm-hmm. French to mm-hmm. Spanish to Italian. It's really pretty amazing. And I wanted to take advantage of that. So what we've done is we've really gone back and sort of reimagined the menus, what mm-hmm. I've told the staff. We've reimagined the idea of what would this look like if we gave the chefs the ability to sort of work with ingredients and flavors, and for me to provide a little bit more creative direction as to what that might be. And ultimately, what I'm seeing is that the food is more interesting. I think it's fun. I think the flavors are fun. It feels more about the kind of restaurant experience I would want that's similar to what you see at Mani or mm-hmm. at Isolita. We had a big banquet in the restaurant. Big red banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I put it in. I mean, if you look at the other restaurants, there's nothing that's going to allow you to hide. If you're dining with somebody, your neighbor might see you there, mm-hmm. a coworker, and I like that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bad seat. With this banquet, it closed off the entire dining room. So people would sit on one side and feel like they're alienated.
Mm.
You couldn't see the food being brought out by the staff, which I always tell them, carry the food like you're proud. Carry it up so that people can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And have the table so that if, when you put it down and you describe that dish, it's a great thing if the table next to the table you're delivering it to leans over to those guests and says, that looks delicious. What are you having?
So Miquette is now we want to label it? Oh, no, we don't have to be into labels. Yeah, but.
No, I think that what we're trying to do, it's really sort of a, how do we describe it? Sort of a reimagination of a Mediterranean restaurant that incorporates foods from, you know, Southern Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. So we're trying to take twists on things that people might know. So, mm-hmm. for example, the hummus is made with Italian cannelloni beans instead of chickpeas.
Ooh.
Three of the dips are they're all vegetarian, but those are vegan. There's only one that actually has some clam juice in it. But otherwise, we really wanted to be able to have a menu where, especially in that part of town, I thought it was important to have more vegetarian options. We're happy with it.
The new Miquette and owner Adam Baru. Obviously, restaurant and running restaurants and creating all this is your passion. But if you ever need another job, radio host?
Oh, man, you got the voice.
You got the voice.
I don't think my staff would agree with that.
And Jessica Webster, of course, he is a radio host. Thank you so much for joining us
Thanks,
for
Lisa.
This edition of Art and Soul.